Lewis, guess what? The Bank of England is now responsible for overhauling the UK's retail payments infrastructure. It's a big shift from the old, faster payment system.
Wow, that is so cool. I see. So the faster payment system was revolutionary back in 2008, but now it's seen as outdated. What's the plan?
Andrew Bailey, the BoE governor, said there's an urgent need for innovation in payments. He mentioned designing a new domestic infrastructure as a priority.
Right, and Pay.UK tried to start a new system in 2017, but failed, even after giving a tender to Tata Consultancy Services. That got blocked, right?
Exactly, that's why the BoE is stepping in to run the procurement process under a revamped structure. They'll chair the Retail Payments Infrastructure Board.
So the Treasury will present a strategic plan later this year. It seems like a collaborative effort with authorities and industry.
Bailey said the new system would allow instant account-to-account transactions. That's something the current system can't handle well.
Oh, right. And that could help retailers and consumers avoid the Visa and MasterCard duopoly. Those credit card companies charge high fees, after all.
MasterCard owns Vocalink, which runs the existing system. They were just fined £11.9 million for ineffective risk management.
John Howells from Link said this is a step forward. He thinks it'll bring benefits through payments innovation and help digitize sterling.
The BoE will probably find a company owned by big banks to operate the new system, like how Vocalink was before MasterCard took over.
Pay.UK is pushing for the government to prioritise end users in this new model. It's about making sure the system works for everyone.
And Bailey also talked about global economic imbalances. He mentioned the surge in tariffs under President Trump as a generational change.
He said the IMF needs to step up efforts to tackle those imbalances. It's about working with the WTO and other bodies, right?
Yeah, he warned about fault lines in the multilateral system. It's a big deal for the global economy.
This all sounds like a significant change. The UK is aiming to keep sterling competitive and drive innovation in payments.
Definitely, it's about modernising the system and ensuring it can handle the digital demands of today's consumers and businesses.
I see. So the key takeaway is the Bank of England's role in this overhaul and the potential benefits for the UK economy.
Exactly. It's a step toward a more efficient, innovative payment system that could reduce reliance on big US credit card companies.
And it's all part of promoting growth in the UK. That's the main goal, right?
Right, it's about replacing outdated infrastructure and keeping the UK's financial system competitive globally.
This could be a game changer. We'll have to keep an eye on the progress of the new system and how it affects the market.
Agreed, it's definitely a story to watch in the coming months.